it's really something to see you all come here and participate in this. You know, it was about 20 years ago that in the children's arena, the community began to come together and form groups. At that time, they decided that they were going to make a big change in the area of children's issues. 17 years ago is when I started in that arena, and they already had these multidisciplinary groups that were being formed and put together. Here we are 20 years later, and basically it is worse now to be a child molester than it is to be a murderer. I think that that says a lot about what you can do when the community comes together and works toward a common issue. I know that we've had multidisciplinary groups called task forces, called committees, the value group in Spokane. We have various groups that are already put together in this arena to try and address some of these issues. But we thought if we put this forum together, and we used that example from the children's group, of the multidisciplinary groups, and the example that was set in the identity theft arena, put those two things together, brought everybody together, maybe we could get some real movement going on. We do have the King County Conference that goes on every year. And in our bigger counties, we have big efforts going on. But we'd like to take that effort across the entire state, to the small counties, to rural counties, to places where maybe they don't have enough money or resources to do the same sorts of things that they're able to do in Thurston County or King County or Pierce County. So Rob decided to pull this all together so that we could make a united effort. What we're going to do today is we're going to break out in a few minutes into tables. And we're going to ask you throughout the day to work as a table, trying to identify what you see as the biggest issues facing this population. Today is a time to identify issues and barriers faced by the population. Then what we'll do is what we did in the very successful identity theft group, is that we formed work groups afterwards. We brought in people who really knew how to work these issues and come up with viable solutions, and actual solutions were put in place. Rob prepared a report that is available on our website, and you can look and see what that group has done. We'd like to actually move forward and not just talk about the issues, not just identify them, and, you know, unfortunately complain amongst ourselves about what the problem is. We'd actually like to see ourselves moving forward for viable solutions, and that will be the next step of this process. So the first thing we thought we would do is bring various stakeholders to come up and give you a couple of minutes of talk about how it looks to them, how it looks in their arena, these various issues, so that when you get to the table, you will already be able to see what others think about these issues. What happens is that often we think that what we see is the most important issue that must be addressed. In Medicaid fraud, for instance, I think I need some sentencing statutes to be improved, or maybe I need a longer statute of limitations. But if you talk to the people from APS, they might not think that that's a burning issue facing this population. If you talk to law enforcement, they might have a different perspective. So we want to get different people around the table, so you'll find that we've tried very hard not to have any two people from the same arena or the same stakeholder group. We want you to talk to each other and find out other people's ideas, and then prioritize a list for us that we can work for toward in the future. So we're going to have some people come up and speak to you. Then we're going to have lunch. At lunch, we're going to have Chuck Whitlock, who is a writer and speaker. He's going to speak to us during the lunch hour about these issues. He's done quite a bit of work in this area and written some books on that. And then we're going to show you a special video. And then we're going to go back into the work groups. And we're going to, half of you will work on one of the issues, financial exploitation. And the other half of the tables will work on abuse and neglect. And then in the afternoon, we will switch those two issues. And at the end of the day, we'll be able to show you a PowerPoint presentation of all of the issues and barriers that you have identified. Then in the packets that you've all been provided, you will find a form in here where you are asked to identify either yourself or somebody else that you think would be good at working on these work groups. And we will call people in the future, get these work groups set up, and begin working toward actual solutions to the problems that you've identified. So at this point, I am going to ask Lori Melchiori to come forward, and she's going to give our first 2-minute perspective.